What the f***?
No, it's okay. On this show, you can say fuck.
Saturday nights mean me, Josh Hadley, as well as the cat.
Hi, guys. What's up?
See, she changed it up. The McMullen's here, too.
Good talk, motherfucker.
I've been debating on what to use for this week's...
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
I've got two that really apply, and I'm not sure which one to go with, so I'm going to randomly pick the Georgia man who accidentally shot off his penis at a gas station.
Oh, that's such a good start.
The man
I don't know that you need the word accidentally.
You hope so. Otherwise, this is some weird form of freaky deaky sex I'm just unaware of.
But take that, penis.
We don't know the man's name. It was a Macon County man. He was brought to the Coliseum Northside Hospital on Thursday after accidentally shooting himself in the penis around 9:30 p.m. when he attempted to reholster his .45. The gun went off. He didn't know he had shot the tip of his penis off. He drove to a friend's house in Lake Wildwood. When he got there, his friend saw he had, quote, shot himself in the penis and that the bullet exited one of his buttocks. As they dropped his pants to check out the wound, the spent shell, or the spent casing, landed on the floor.
Well, Josh, anything that keeps them from breeding, I'm okay with.
Simple safety issues are clearly being ignored here, like having the safety on and not holstering with your finger on the trigger. Basic stuff here. It shouldn't be this hard to not shoot your dick off.
It shouldn't be, you think.
I'm doing it right now.
Yeah, Charlie's not shooting his dick off at this very moment.
It's one of my skills.
But then there's the other factor. Now, I've read two versions of this story, and I'm talking from the mainstream press. Some people just say this man was at a gas station reholstering his weapon. Other reports say he was in a gas station bathroom when this happened. So my question would be, if the bathroom story is accurate, why was your .45 out in the public bathroom at 9:30 p.m.? Were you having to make sure it was safe from the darkies? Why was your gun out in the bathroom? You don't know how much it is taking me to not make a surrogate penis joke right here with the gun.
This is just such a... How did he not know? How do you not feel that? I mean, we talk about how bad it hurts when men get kicked in the crotch. How do you shoot your dick and it go out your ass and you not feel that? Like, was he like, no, I think it just jammed when I was putting it. I think it's okay.
It's only a flesh wound.
What is going through your mind? Like, maybe he just thought that it had, like, hit it too hard or something, and maybe he didn't hear a shot fire or something.
I would also think, I've never been shot in the dick or the butt, but I would think there'd be an excessive amount of blood, too, but I guess I'm just speculating on that.
I mean, maybe it grazed. Maybe it grazed it, but it sounded a whole lot like it went all the way through.
Charlie, I think you can back me on this. When anything even grazes your dick, it's gonna fucking hurt, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it's why I love button flies so much, because I can't always do laundry when I want to, and I don't always have underpants. So the gas station bathroom, though, since you took the high road and did not make that joke, I'm just going to say that it makes me happy that a bullet hole and a glory hole were so close together.
A bullet glory hole.
Glory, glory, hallelujah.
So I have to say, I think this is another one of those, really, why do you need open carry? Why do you need to be able to take your gun out whenever you want? I think this is not a cautionary tale. This is...
the future.
No, I was going to say use your head, but then he might not have one anymore. So I was going to have fun
it's,
for that.
What makes me very happy about this is the underlying irony of it all. He probably... Okay, I have nothing to support this, but if he's like most gun owners who are so fucking hardcore about the open carry law, he probably has the gun because of his small penis, and now his gun has made his small penis even smaller.
Very true. Well, let's move on from that to politics, and the politics of non-politics. The Dallas County Commissioner's Court on Tuesday, they were holding a session on whether they should back monetary reparations for slaves. I have issues with that anyway, because I don't think you should be giving money to the families of the people who were slaves. These people were never slaves. Just because your grandfather was, well, then he deserved the money. So I don't think reparations this far down the line are necessary, but whatever. It was called the Juneteenth Resolution. The only black person on the panel was John Wiley Price. Now, he wanted this reparation. I'm quoting here. The United States of America is derelict in its promise of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness to the African-American people. Be it further resolved that the dereliction that has caused 400 years of significant suffering to the descendants of those who have been enslaved Africans who built this country should be satisfied with monetary and substantial reparations to same. Now, like I said, I don't agree with that, because none of these people who are going to be getting this money were ever slaves. No one in their lifetime was ever a slave, but that's a different issue. The issue here is how this passed. No one, not a single other person on this committee, even read or listened to what they were voting on. He said 90% of them were playing on their iPhones or playing solitaire on their laptops. And they just went, aye. So basically, Dallas accidentally just voted slave reparations in because no one was paying attention. And all the people who voted it in, mostly Republicans, were like, whoa, that's not what we meant. You mean we should have been paying attention to what we were voting on?
In their defense, those birds were very angry. Well, I'm kind of the same mind that you are. I do believe in slavery reparations of some kind. I don't think they should go to the ancestors of the individuals. I think the money that would go to them should go to, like, the United Negro College Fund or the National Endowment of the Arts or something like that.
I wouldn't have a problem with that. I agree.
However, I think accidentally is the only way Dallas would ever vote for slave reparations. So whatever gets the job done, I'm okay with.
It's a sad, sad step in the right direction.
How often do you get to say that phrase, right, Kat?
Like, oops, we accidentally did the right thing.
And then we were ashamed of it immediately.
Like, first off, we elect these officials to sit there and play fucking Angry Birds. Now, I play Angry Birds when I podcast, but nobody's paying me shit. Nobody
is. You're doing that right now, aren't you?
Yes.
You bastard.
But I at least read the source material before we started this episode. Well, had they actually done the reading?
Not me. I have political aspirations.
You'll go far in this world.
I don't know about you guys, but I didn't get into politics to do a bunch of reading all the time.
Do you think this is more endemic of just a microcosm of our overall legal system? Like, for instance, the Patriot Act. I think it was 70 to 80% of the people who voted on the Patriot Act said that they didn't even read it. They were just kind of told what it meant. And then after the fact went, oh.
Oh wait, we signed what now?
Shouldn't our elected politicians, you know, do their job? And okay, I don't think you should be able to dick around on your iPhone when you're voting on something. Maybe I'm weird.
I mean, no, I don't think that's weird. I definitely think there should be a higher standard that lawmakers are held to when it comes to actually reading the shit that you're voting on. You know, I'm in favor of that.
I mean, if you're not allowed to have your phone out when you're in class because you might cheat or you might not pay attention and you might not learn something, why do we not hold our politicians to that same expectation of you should be paying attention to the shit that you're signing in because it's going to cost somebody. It's costing our government money because you're not paying attention, dumb fuck.
There are so few American professions that work that have so many days off as congressmen and senators. The days that you are there, you can at least make a fucking effort. You know what I mean?
I mean, showing up is part of it, okay, because we all know in Congress and whatnot, look at how many times they vote on something and they vote in absentia. They can't even be bothered to show up half the time. I think anyone who does that kind of thing should be voted out. I seriously do, but it's not going to happen.
Well, you can't expect us to hold our judicial system to the same standards as Survivor or American Idol.
This isn't Hell's Kitchen.
Exactly.
But it should be.
You're not a snarky British cook.
No, I just came up with a new reality show. Gordon Ramsay has a competition to be a senator. You tell me that this can't work.
Hell's Committee?
Yes.
I would watch this.
I think it can work. I think you call it Hell's Committee or Judicial Nightmares.
This would be beautiful, and it would make so much money.
And it has to be legally binding.
And because he's British, he doesn't exactly have a dog in the fight, you know what I mean?
Yeah, he would be the perfect what do you call it?
I just want to see how many
impartial of them body.
I would want to see how many of them he'd call a donkey. Well, let's move on from that to something a little more of in the duh area.
Something a little less Shrek-like in nature.
So a Virginia mom, Sierra Logan, she put up a photo of her son and her two twin daughters up on Instagram and was stunned to find out that it became an internet meme. And she's pissed. She's looking at lawsuits and whatnot. It's the internet. Come on. This is the other thing that was toying for dumbest thing, because there are memes of me out there. I have no control over them. My biggest complaint about the Faggot Josh memes are that they're just not funny most of the time. Most of them are just dumb, and the people who are making them are not trying. Try a little harder with mine. That's all I'm asking. Seriously. Try harder. I think this brings up a larger question. When you put something out on the internet, people are going to misappropriate it. I'm sure, Charlie, I know your picture has been misappropriated because I'm the one that's done it.
Well, you're not the only one who's done it either. I think that there is no grounds for a lawsuit at all. If you don't want everyone to have access to your pictures, don't put it on the fucking internet. It's voluntary. You can decide to post something on the internet or not to. If you do, it's public. People can get to it.
I think everyone should walk into the internet with the expectation that everything will be horrible. And if you put something out there, it will become horrible. But there's so many easy ways to get around, like, your pictures being manipulated, starting with privacy settings. You put something on Facebook or Instagram, there are privacy settings that you can adjust so that only the people you want them, like, want to see it will see it. Like, she could have solved all of these life problems by just having different privacy settings. And if you can't be bothered to go learn about those privacy settings, then you don't deserve that privacy.
I had a conversation just like this with my daughter fairly recently. I was sort of given the cautionary lecture about, like, Snapchat and stuff like that. And I just told her, if you think...
I'm going to interrupt you quick. Okay. I just can't picture you doing the whole dad cautionary chat thing. That's creepy to me.
I probably say fuck more than other dads, but it's the same basic message. But I told her, like, you say Snapchat goes away after 10 seconds. It does not go away. Once something is on the internet, there are hundreds of people out there that can get to it. Nothing is 100% protected if it's on the internet. That's just a fact of life. It's something you've got to accept. And if I told you that there was this person who any information you give him, he is going to tell everyone he talks to, you wouldn't tell him anything, right? But people are voluntarily putting their photos and putting their innermost thoughts on the internet. I think that should stop because it's stupid.
Well, I think that goes to, they expect the internet to be grown up about stuff. For instance, there was that mom who, you guys have all seen the meme, I can count to potato, with the girl with Down syndrome, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
That picture was put on a Down syndrome website, and somebody decided to be an evil fuck. I don't think they were wrong for doing it. I think they were just evil to take a little girl with Down syndrome and make fun of her. I think, well, you've given up being human, but that's how that person wants to handle it. If you put it out there, it's going to be out there. That's bit me in the ass before. I mean, that Faggot Josh meme's never going to go away. Like I said, about those, I just wish they would be funny. You know, just make funny ones. I say plenty of stuff you can turn into something funny, but they just pick the dumb stuff. I'm actually a little insulted by that. I'm sorry. I am.
You should probably post some general purpose green screen footage of yourself. Just like give them room to Photoshop in a donkey or whatever.
Ooh, that's a good donkey. Idea.
A donkey.
And do you think that my Faggot Josh one should at least try and be funny?
Yes. I think if you're going to use crude humor, it should at least be funny to more than one person, and that person should not be yourself. But yeah, you shouldn't go into the internet with an expectation of privacy. Is that fair? No, of course. It sucks that this kind of stuff happens, and it sucks for that mom who, you know, just wanted to share a picture of her kids. It absolutely blows. And it's really crass, and it's unfair to just say that that's the way the internet works. But that's the way the internet works.
I agree 100%. I mean, I don't think it's right, but I don't think there's any way around it. The only way to protect yourself from shit like that is not to post things on the internet. That's the only way there is to it. And I'm stunned that that's so hard for people to grasp.
Back before you guys were on the show, Jillian and I did a topic where a mom found out that she had like a little 2-minute video of her baby daughter, you know, in her underwear or diaper or whatever, dancing to a song on YouTube. She found out that was being passed on pedophile sites. Do you think that steps it up a game from a meme to sick fucks masturbating to my 2-year-old daughter? Do you think there's a certain line that gets crossed where you no longer say, all right, this is not fun anymore, this is criminal?
Well, none of it's fun. It's all criminal in, like, just a societal kind of way because, of course, a meme is nowhere near as bad as pedophiles jerking off to your daughter. I'm just saying, post anything on the internet like that and you'll be okay. Like, don't put your kid on YouTube. You have nothing to gain by putting anything on YouTube. I learned that the hard way very recently, in fact. I just think use common sense to protect yourself.
I mean, there's definitely a line that gets crossed and then you start to get into like pornography and stuff. But yeah, like, just use common sense. The whole phrase, trust no one, should severely apply to anything that you do on the internet, because really, it's just a bunch of strangers with no filters. What do you think is going to happen?
Are you Bad Dana things. Scully now?
You
trust
found
no
me
one.
Out.
Trust no one.
Well, that's what Fox Mulder used to say, and who incidentally is a sex addict who probably masturbates to a lot of stuff on the internet.
All right, on that note, we're going to take a break, and then we're going to come back with serious topics.
Welcome to Heart Attack. I am Hart D. Fisher. With me is Josh Hadley. And yes, I am drinking some Sapporos because I've had a lot of good news in the last 2 weeks. All you haters out there, I've been getting nothing but good news. Lots of good news. Every day I wake up, I'm getting more good news. I've been cast in a new film that's going to be shooting in about 6 weeks. I'm going to be in The Orphan Killer 2 with the Four Horsewomen, Ronda Rousey, Jeremy Mayhem Miller from Bully Beatdown, and I get a speaking part and a kick-ass fight. I'm going to get to fight the Orphan Killer himself, and the dude doing the stunts is an ex-Pride MMA champ. And if you're a martial arts freak like I am, you know what Pride means. I'm fucking pumped to the gills to be a part of this project. And the fucking movie rocks. I like the first Orphan Killer. I think it's a great modern slasher film. I think Matt's a great director. And hey, Josh, we're a good chunk of the way there to save your house on the GoFundMe.com. Yeah, if you want to help save Josh's house, and this is literal, guys, fuck all you hating assholes. Josh is a human being. His wife has got a debilitating brain injury. He has been trying to hold it together, and there's a lot of stuff I know about that you guys at home don't know about, because Josh and I talk off the air, and he's not real. He'll bitch and moan about a lot of shit, but he doesn't always want to express this to the fans. Folks, he needs your help. He really does. Help him save his house that he lives in, his wife lives in, and his son lives in. You can go find it at www.gofundme.com/A8I4ZS. Save my house, Josh Hadley.
It's hard to ask for help, but I need it. You know, you get to that point where pride doesn't mean anything anymore.
Oh, dude, I went through a period in 2009 that was just fucking brutal, where I sold my college ring. Waka sold off her family heirlooms because, you know, the economy crashed, and the movie we were supposed to release, the filmmaker that I was involved with, lost his fucking mind. So I had a feature film based on my comic book, Flowers in the Razor Wire, that's sitting on the shelf with a 6.1 surround sound mix, killer score. And it's one of the few films my mom will actually watch and show her friends. But I can't share it with the rest of the world because of one fucking asshole who's now turned into a stalker. So, folks, help save Josh's house. If you could just contribute $5, do so. Every little bit helps. And we're a good chunk of the way. Our goal is to raise $7,000. We're at $2,200. So let's keep at it, guys. Let other people know. Repost this on Facebook. Repost it on the Twitter. Get it on the message boards. Let's help another human being out.
Speaking of helping people out, did you read that update I sent you on the family that had the flashbang thrown in their fucking baby's crib by a SWAT team breaking into their house over an ounce of weed?
Well, you know, Josh, this is exactly why your average American needs to have, and I'm going to say it, I'm going to fucking say it, and I know people will go flip out on me on Twitter, but fuck you. As a victim of violent crime, as a person who's had somebody rob my house, as a person who has had a friend put in the hospital by a police officer who dragged him out of his car through his window and assaulted him in front of everybody else on the swim team when I was in high school in Chicago, I've seen some shit, you know? And what we're seeing right now is a militarization of our police force unlike anything we've ever seen before. And when I say militarization, what we're talking about is a family that all slept in the same room. They had the police decide to do a raid on their home. They were looking for weed. So they decided before the no-knock warrant, they're going to throw in a flashbang, which is a grenade. It's a, quote, as safe as they can make them grenade. That, where did it land? It landed in the baby's crib. That's right, guys.
And
they
blew
a
hole in his chest.
It blew a hole in the baby's chest. While the mother is crying and screaming and wanting to go aid her fucking baby, there's a police officer telling her to stay where the fuck she is. Her kid just lost a couple of teeth. Now, folks, if you're a mother or father, that's not going to calm you down. The officer who said that, you're an asshole, dude. Your baby just lost a couple of teeth from our grenade that we threw into your house to look for some weed.
An ounce of weed. No, we need to point this out. It was an ounce of weed, and they were looking for someone who didn't even live in that house. They were looking for this family's nephew who had moved out a month earlier. Why does a SWAT team need to be called out for an ounce of weed?
And use flashbang grenades before they enter the domicile. It's not like they had reports that there was a bunch of gun-toting, gang-banging, murderous motherfuckers in there. No, it wasn't like that. And let me go one further, guys. They have infrared cameras that can see through walls. They've had them since the 80s. They lie about it, but they still use them. You look through the wall, gee, what do you see? An entire family asleep in one fucking room. Really? That's kind of like the FBI suspect in the Boston Marathon bombing that the FBI was ordered to take alive. They used their infrared cameras, saw the kid in the bottom of a boat with no weapon, and launched off 100 rounds at him. The reason why they want to ban assault weapons, America, your average violent criminal does not have an assault weapon. And your average violent criminal, they got their gun illegally. So it doesn't matter what fucking gun law you passed. It's not going to help take the guns out of the criminals' hands. That comes from a different place. You want to do better background checks? I'm all for it. You want to eliminate straw man purchases? I'm all for it. But sometimes there comes a day when your government is victimizing you. And that's why our government, in a time when we're at a 30-year low in violent crime, when we show that teens are less violent than they've ever been in the history of America before, when we show that we're at the bottom of gun violence, why are they pushing to remove assault rifles? So that the police and the people in power can do to you whatever they fucking want. They want you with just little handguns and little pea shooters. Because when a rancher who's got his cattle on public lands is told, oh no, you can't graze your cattle on this land for some endangered turtle that no one knows what you're talking about, and then they find out it's a lie, that the government really is down there with guns and snipers to keep them from letting their cattle graze. Really, it was for Chinese solar farms, and they lied about it. All the armed militias showed up. Now, do you think that there would have been a nice resolution for that cattle rancher if all the militias did not show up?
Cliven Bundy incurred over $1 million in illegal fees after he was told numerous times to quit, and he outright said, I don't believe in no government. You ain't got no right over me. So, no, a bunch of militia fucking nutballs that want to fight the government? I disagree with that on every
I'm gonna say your portrayal of him was very Alex Jonesy. For a guy who likes to knock Alex Jones, that sounded exactly like Alex Jones right there, Josh. Right fucking there, you sounded like Alex Jones, and it's disgusting. That man had a long-term relationship with grazing his cattle on that land. When you read into it, they were told it was about a turtle. And it wasn't. It was not about eternal. There were government snipers all set up around the cattle rancher over him allowing his cattle to graze on public lands that his family had been grazing on for over 100 fucking years. And then it turned out that they lied and it had nothing to do with an endangered turtle. It was really about, I believe, Harry Reid in the Senate and about Chinese solar farms on public lands. That's what it was about. So I'm going to say, fuck yeah, I'm glad the militia showed up. Fuck yeah, I did, because our government was lying to everybody about it. And if they didn't show up, that rancher would be dead. Because let me tell you something, America, more kids were killed by government troops in Waco than they were at Sandy Hook. But we don't hear a battle cry about removing the arms from the police. Do we? We have a 30-year low in violent crime, but our cops are armored up like they're going in to take down Noriega. It's fucking sickening. Why?
Way I can find a job. Great place to start and see the world. Womanize and disco band. Fake
right, so we got serious topics now. The first one might not seem a little bit serious, but Kat, I am going to tap your Japanese expertise in this. Japan just this week in 2014 decided, you know what, we should probably outlaw child pornography. My question is, now? You choose now to do it? Why was this not done before?
That's really not what happened. It's the possession of pornography that is now illegal, not the creation, production, et cetera, of it. It's a slight distinguishing point. But
isn't this kind of late in the game to be making what should have been done a long time ago decisions?
Dude, I don't know. I don't make laws, and I can't try and defend anything about Japan with that. I don't understand why child pornography possession wasn't illegal before. I have no idea what the reasoning behind that was. I think it's been a long time since they addressed it. It's the only thing I can think of is like they just haven't talked about it for a while.
But keep in mind there is an exemption: manga and anime.
Yes, the exception that should be there.
Why should it be?
Okay, let me ask you this. Would you rather have people who have really different urges, fetishes, and all of that stuff, and then have them no way to get that out of their system, so they bottle it up until they can't take it anymore, and then they have to act on it? Or would you rather have somebody wanking off to a comic book?
Dude, it's Japan. They're just fucked up all the way around. I say that with the utmost respect. I have nothing against Japan, but they sell used schoolgirl panties in vending machines. It's Japan.
I'm not sure if I go with it's Japan as a defense here. I don't know. As an outsider, and again, Kat, you lived in Japan and you're an anime and manga. Would nut be an affectionate enough term, or is that insulting to you?
No, that's fine.
You are an anime and manga nut, and maybe just looking at it from the outside, I don't get it. But I don't know, you lived there. Is it so endemic in that culture that it doesn't seem weird?
Honestly, I don't know where all this stuff that this particular article that we read really comes from, because I never really noticed people like looking at child porn or anything like that. Like, it's not that obvious as it kind of seems like it would be. People aren't like flaunting it in front of other people or anything like that.
So it's still relatively underground, like in America?
Yeah, I mean, people really aren't proud of it. Part of it is that they're, at least with the manga and the anime, there's extremely strong unions of, not unions, but like allied groups of publishers and creators and all of this.
Lobbyists.
If they had that much power.
Collectives.
Collectives.
Yes, collectives is a good word.
Who are basically there to say, look, you can do whatever is necessary to pass laws that are for the safety of people, but please, like, we have creativity and we don't want to be limited. And, you know, freedom of expression is a thing. It's a very important thing there. And even if we don't necessarily understand the fetishy hentai stuff, it's not for me, but, you know, I have things that I enjoy, and I wouldn't want that content being limited by some laws that are based on someone's morals that may or may not be the same as mine. So, yeah, it's very strange. It's very strange stuff. But the way I've always looked at it is I'd rather have somebody reading about it than doing it in real life. But because there's a much stronger ability of the Japanese to separate fantasy and reality. So they can read about this shit without going, hey, I'm gonna do this in real life.
My main problem is just the fact that it took till June of 2014 to make this happen. This is the kind of shit I thought would have been done in the 50s. The fact that it's happening this week is where I'm kind of shocked that, well, it took you long enough, but now?
Yeah, I don't know. There's the governor of Tokyo, Ishihara, is very much like pushing this kind of legislation. Probably the one who got the ball rolling on it, because he has personally created a lot of, like, at least laws for Tokyo, because he doesn't have enough power to do it throughout the entire country, but create a lot of laws and pushes a lot of stuff like that, which, I mean, that's okay. I'm all for this particular, you know, let's not have child pornography anywhere. But he also pushes a lot of other laws that we would call extremely conservative that really have started to hurt the publishing industry. So I'm not a fan of this guy very much. But I can agree, I can get around the whole no child pornography, but I'm very much for the creators in Japan having that freedom of expression and getting to put their weird kinky shit into comic book form or cartoon form, because it's not hurting anybody. In Japan, generally, the people there are able to distinguish what goes on in anime and manga from what should happen in real life. They just don't see it as the same thing.
Because of the tentacles?
Well, a little bit, probably, yeah. And that's a censorship thing, because they can't put full penis on. Anyway, yeah, it's weird shit. And I can't get into it, but I'm glad it exists so that people can wank off to that instead of actually going out and finding small children to wank off to, you know? I'd rather have non-existent children being objectified than real children being objectified.
It makes sense to me. I agree with Kat in that freedom of expression should be upheld to the extent that common sense will allow. And I also think it's much safer for a pervert to jerk off to a comic book than to go out and start abducting kids and shit. So I definitely think if they're going to allow that, comic book and manga would be the way to go. Why they're so late to the game in this, I don't know. I just think that's how some laws work. I mean, how many presidents did America go through before black people weren't property anymore? We went through 16 presidents before that shit happened.
Well, maybe if they'd had Angry Birds back then, they would have voted slavery out long ago.
That's what I'm working on, man. As soon as I perfect the time tunnel, that shit will happen. But that's a long ways off. I just think that lawmakers are not always the best people we should have making laws. And I guess the same is true for Japan as it is for America.
All right, well, let's move from that to... We're going to be talking rape this whole segment, so just bear down.
Oh, goody, my favorite thing.
I guess George Will kicked it off last week, because this week had multiple rape stories come up. Bob Jones University is a Christian university. Well, Bob Jones University, it turned out that they've had a rape epidemic for the last couple of years of a lot of their female students being raped. And it turns out, quoting, "Well, there's always a sin under another sin. There's a root sin. We have to find the sin in your life that caused your rape," unquote. What they're saying is, girls, when you got raped, it's because God was punishing you for something that you did. Basically saying, it was your fault you were raped. I'm pretty offended at that. Do you think this is the Christian perspective of just how out of touch they are? That rape is your fault because God is punishing you for something you did in your past? Or is this more of the, let's pretend this didn't happen?
Well, I'd like to open by saying, fuck Bob Jones University.
Well, I don't know. Would that be consensual fucking then? Or would that be making up for a root sin?
I'm sure once it passes through the right committee, it'll be consensual. I think this is just one example out of many examples of Bob Jones University being just a complete vacuum of all intellect. This is some of the most ignorant shit. Oh my, I'm trying to find the words. Okay, it wasn't until the year 2000 that they allowed interracial dating on campus. Okay, a movie as recent as Dogma was released in theaters. Then Bob Jones University afterwards said, okay, I guess it's safe for other races to date each other. Now, I'm not saying there's any connection to Dogma. That was my go-to for 1999 release. I don't know. I think the whole concept of a Christian university is flawed if they're going to be slinging the same kind of ignorant shit that they do in church.
I think a Christian university or any kind of, I don't want to say a real education, but I don't think you can receive an unbiased and productive education at any place where you are also having religion enforced upon you. I certainly wouldn't want people who believe in very archaic words written by random, unverifiable people in a book long, long time ago. Those are not people that I want making up rules for my safety at any place at all.
Help these rape victims after being told it was their fault. They were given biblical scriptures and told that by not forgiving their rapists, they were fighting against God's will. Is that not just boys will be boys? Or am I reading too much into it?
That's even worse than boys will be boys. That's not even justifying that boys will be boys. That's saying, well, this stuff happens, but you have to be the one to forgive it. Like that, if you haven't transferred to another university by now, then I almost want to say you're asking for it, but you're not. But you
Well,
really
you know, she was dressed
consider.
Really sexy.
She's wearing some crazy uniform. No, it's just, like, seriously, don't go to this place, because they are basically telling women that it is always their fault for anything that happens to you. That's bad. That's not a productive environment to get an education in. That's not a productive environment to live in.
Before I would like for anyone, before they call me a cynical asshole for not having any kind of religion, I want them to remember shit like this. This is why I don't have religion. The most misogyn... Okay, what religion is doing here is finding ways to forgive hatred of women and forgive misogyny and forgive rapists. When you get down to it, I don't know why they would rather advocate rape than educate women, but that's what they're doing. And the next time you want to call me an asshole militant atheist, just remember shit like this, and maybe you'll understand a little bit.
Well, let's move from that to child rape, then.
Why not?
All right.
Great.
It was this week that the Archdiocese of St. Louis was deposed, again, because of the ongoing, you know, child abuse scandal in the Catholic Church. Archbishop Robert Colson testified he didn't know sex with children was against the law. Quoting, "I'm not sure whether I knew it was a crime or not. I understand today that it's a crime," unquote. Now, before we get into this, his attorney is saying that, whoa, 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 that's totally taken out of context. The fact that there's a context for that, but whatever. It's totally taken out of context. He says that the question was, you're talking about mandatory reporting, where he said, I didn't know whether it's a crime or not. I'm calling bullshit on that out of context thing. I went and looked up the actual transcript, that whole journalism thing I do. Question, Archbishop, you knew it was a crime for an adult to engage in sex with a child? Answer, I'm not sure whether I knew it was a crime or not. I understand today it's a crime. Question, when did you first discern it was a crime for an adult to engage in sex with a child? Answer, I don't know. Question, when did you first discern that it was a crime for a priest to engage in sex with a child who he had under his control? Answer, I don't remember that either. Basically, it's I don't remember any of this stuff. That whole taken out of context, that's his lawyer trying to spin this and hoping people don't pull the transcript. And before people say, well, transcripts can be wrong, I've been deposed before. When you get deposed, you look over the transcript, and then you have to sign that, yes, this is what was said. Because in my deposition, there were a few minor changes that need to be made where, you know, I was saying a bunch of names or whatnot, and she got some of the stenographer got some of the names mixed up. So Carlson had to sign off that, yes, this is what I said. So there is no doubt this is what he said and the context he said it in. Now that I've done the journalistic thing, your thoughts, Kat?
I thought that, like, priests and shit took, like, a vow of celibacy. Maybe I'm mistaken, and I know this is different from sect to sect and subset to subset, but when you took a vow of celibacy, was that not the same thing as don't rape little boys?
Well, if you want to be literal about it.
This is so fucked up. I mean, this is really fucked up. This there's no way you can spin this to have somebody basically saying, well, yeah, I knew stuff was going on, but I didn't know it was wrong. There's no way that you didn't know it was. There's no way. There's just no way.
Well, he didn't say he didn't know it was wrong. He said he didn't know it was illegal. Which, well, I think that's even worse.
You want to be literal about it.
I think that's even worse than not knowing it was wrong.
Well, I knew it was wrong, but I didn't know it was illegal, so...
I mean, Jesus, I didn't want to get the law
involved. I
don't
know if I should say anything. That's even that is worse, because then you're just saying, well, I knew it was bad, but I didn't know it was so bad that authorities should be contacted, but I knew it was really horribly wrong.
Keep in mind, I did the research to verify that this guy's full of bullshit.
Yeah, if you're alive in 2014, you know it's illegal to have sex with children. And if you're a human being, you should know that it's wrong to have sex with children. And there shouldn't even be a distinction there.
Carlson is talking about when this first came up in 1984. So what he's trying to say is, I didn't know in 1984 it was wrong. I do today.
That's 100% bullshit. He's evil. If he is not... If he's not treating that like a crime, then he doesn't think there's anything wrong with it. He is evil, especially if he's going to lie to try to get out of it, and especially if he's a member of the church. Because
he's a high-ranking. This is the archbishop. This is a high, high-ranking member of the church.
Yes, someone who has dedicated their life to the church has entered into a public trust. Oh, my God. This is kind of flabbergasting. You are evil, Archdiocese Colson.
Carlson.
Carlson, you're an evil person. if you think it's, if you don't know that it's illegal or that it's wrong to have sex with children, and you have dedicated your life to the church, then so much for the church and so much for you. You should not be alive. You should not be a member of this society.
He also says he can't recall advising any priests or church officials to report sex abuse claims, and quoting, "I think I would have advised people that had firsthand information to call the police if they wanted to or get the facts," unquote. Basically, he's saying, it wasn't my job to report it, so if you didn't want to, that's up to you.
Yeah, well, see, like, I just keep thinking about this whole, I didn't know it was illegal in 1984. Like, 1984 is not, like, I don't know, 1784?
I was nine.
I was 5 years old. I was
nine in 84.
I was not born. But anyway.
Quiet, you.
This isn't, like, 1784, where, you know, like, people married young and information wasn't as prolific as it is. And maybe you could come up with cultural excuses of why maybe something like this could have possibly happened a long time ago.
You know, it's an outside possibility, Kat, really.
Right, right. You know, like maybe this shit was more commonplace 200 years ago. But this is not that. This is 1984. This is not like 1784. This kind of shit should not happen. And that kind of information is most certainly common. There's no excuse other than trying to cover it up.
He knew it was legal. He knew it was wrong. I don't know why he has been allowed to advance so far in the church. It does not speak highly of organized religion to me.
I didn't know that was illegal. Jesus.
So crazy.
Let's move from that to rape and abortion. Yep.
What a lovely jambalaya of human misery we've got tonight.
I mean, as long as it's got rape in it.
Well, yeah, that's why I grouped all these together, because why not at this point, right? Republican Representative Lawrence Lachman. He's made this comment in 1990. It's just coming out now, and he's pulled the whole I was wrong and apologizing. But I'm going to read his 1990 comment, which we're just finding out this week. Quoting, "If a woman has the right to an abortion, why shouldn't a man be free to use his superior strength to force himself on a woman? At least the rapist pursuit of sexual freedom doesn't, in most cases, result in anyone's death." Unquote. You have words.
She does not.
I'm seeing how long I could hold that out. No.
All right, then we move to Charlie.
Well, I agree with Kat for the most part.
Well, she had a well-reasoned argument.
Yeah, I mean, she made some very valid points.
My whole presence on the show is just one long sigh.
Yeah, that's one of the stupidest, most ignorant, hateful, misogynistic, just rape-happy things I've ever heard in my life.
Now, keep in mind, this is 24 years ago he said it, so what he's saying today is, "I've always been passionate about my beliefs, and years ago I said things that I regret. I hold no animosity towards anyone by virtue of their gender or sexual orientation, and today I am focused on ensuring freedom and economic prosperity for all Mainers." That said, why do you think in 1990 this was not an issue? Have we changed so much that in 1990 saying, well, if women can have abortions, men should just be able to rape them. I mean, at least they're not killing a baby, right? I was in high school in 1990. Pretty sure that should have gone over worse then. Why didn't it?
Because it was 1990 in Maine. That would be my only thought, was that it was location, location, location.
Yeah, that's why we're hearing about it now, is because that's how long it takes for news to come from Maine.
This is one of the most despicable things I've ever read. I understand if you don't like abortion, but to say that a woman should be raped if she wants to have an abortion, it's mind-boggling. It truly is.
From what I read it as was that if a woman wants to have an abortion, why shouldn't men be able to rape women? It didn't sound very specifically like, hey, people who want abortions should be raped. It's women want to be able to have abortions, therefore women as a whole should be allowed to get raped. I took it as a whole thing.
With a W or an H?
Yes.
Like, if you're asking why it didn't raise more ire from people than it did, I don't know. I mean, if I had heard that when it came out, like if I had lived in Maine, that would have really pissed me off. I don't understand why. Well, okay, like, was there any fallout at all?
No. It just, you know, it was just, hey, this guy didn't said this. It was almost forgotten about until blogger Mike Tipping discovered this. This was just discovered. It was like in 1990, people read it and went, oh, yeah, that makes sense. All right. And just put it away until Mike Tipping uncovered this 24 years later.
Maybe people just didn't know about it. Like, maybe it didn't really make the news because nobody knew about it, except for people who already agreed with it and therefore didn't need the, you know, didn't need to put it up on Huffington Post because it didn't exist then.
And people don't really give a shit about Maine. Just keep the lobsters coming and shut the fuck up.
Well, wait, no, they did. Stephen King.
Yes, yeah, Stephen King, but he could have been from anywhere. I mean, Colorado has a Castle Rock. I've been pretending that he's from Colorado.
Hey, at least in Wisconsin, I got Orson Welles and Tony Shalhoub. What do you
which
got,
is a,
Kat?
Which is a shock for Tony Shalhoub.
What do I have? I have Archdiocese Who Lie About Raising Boys.
Okay, I think Charlie and I win this one then.
Yeah, I got Hunter S. Thompson.
Bastard. All right, to wrap up, I think rape is despicable. I think child rape is despicable, and I think anyone who tries to not only cloak themselves in ignorance about it, but also okay it, is a despicable human who has given up that whole human part of being human, that you're not a human anymore. You're an automaton.
And I agree with that. Once you've accepted some shit like that, then you are no longer entitled to human emotion. That's not for you. I mean, there couldn't be more proof of evil than some of the shit that we've talked about tonight.
Well, this has been overall a rather depressing night. I'm going to go huddle in the corner and drink now.
The penis shooter was funny.
Yes. I was going to say, it's almost as though a man in Alabama didn't shoot his cock off.
Georgia. So where can people find the cat not drinking in a corner?
Well, you can find me not shooting my dick off either over on Twitter at LabyrinthCat and Facebook.com/NerdistCat. And you can also find me over on That Guy with the Glasses on my other show, Nerd to the Third Power, under the podcast tab.
You can find me on Twitter, on Facebook, and I've got some shit on www.geekjuicemedia.com, so go check that out.
I'm at 1201beyond.com. You can check out, or you can contact the show at 1201beyond@gmail.com. Have a good night, guys. Try not to shoot your own dick off. I mean, Charlie can do it. Why can't you?
Still doing it, by the way. This has been an hour show, and my dick is still there.
Sailing on a big ship. Down. Yes. Down. Down.
What the fuck is a 1201 Beyond production? Visit 1201beyond.com for more great shows.